With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, upper 80s, south winds gust to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and storms are likely, heavy rainfall possible with any thunderstorm, a low around 68. Showers, maybe a storm on Wednesday, a high near 77. Thursday, a storm in 76.
It's 73 at our studios.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country right here at West Country 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Happy Tuesday out there. Good things coming up for you, everybody. And not only do you got your host, James, here to take you through the next hour, I got good music from you. You got a bunch of your requests, so looking forward to getting to some of those. We'll get into some country music news as well, and we'll kick our day off with our National Day of calendar. You know the routine, the usual unusual suspects. But I want to start things off at the Cranberry Blossom Fest. For those not in the central Wisconsin area, don't know about this. This is one of our, if not our signature event this summer. We look forward to it every year. There is literally a billion things to do. There are over 18, 19 different events and different things going on. Everything from lunch by the river, kicking things off this Thursday. Meet us at Veterans Park for that. Cinema Under the Stars, or our arts and crafts vendor fair. Chalk It Up with the Boys and Girls Club. Material Girls Quilt Show. Be sure to check that out. The Mambo Surfers in concert, that is going to be really good. But you want to check that one out as well. All of these great events are going on, and you can find out about all of them. Stop by the studios and pick up one of the pamphlets, the 2024 pamphlets, and go ahead and pick one up anywhere you see them. Go ahead and grab a couple if you need to. You never know. You might need a backup, or somebody else might need one. These have a map on there that can help you really kind of map out your whole entire day and the way you want to do this. This goes on June 20th through the 23rd. It is coming up just days from now. Be sure to, if you're not in the central Wisconsin area, come on down, hang out with us a little bit and see all the great things around here. It's a beautiful area, and we're really proud of it. So come on by and check it out. See what we're proud of. Cranberry Blossom Fest kicking off Thursday. Thursday, everybody. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Let's take a look at our National Day of calendar for this June 18th, 2024. It is Wear Blue Day. I myself am wearing blue. It is, why wear blue today? Well, it's to help decrease health issues found in most men across the globe. And tell you something about men if you don't know it. We're stubborn, and not usually in a good way. Just being honest. We're also, even in today's day and age in 2024, men are raised still in many ways to walk it off. Let's rub some dirt on that. A man can have a broken leg and just rub some dirt on it. I know this because I've seen it. My father, myself, I'm guilty of a lot of this too. But one of the things that we're trying to do for the next generation and the one after that and the one after that is be better about these things. Because we don't do anybody any good doing that. You can't help others and take care of others if your backyard is a mess. How are you going to help somebody clean theirs? I'm saying this because this is the only way that I got convinced to start taking care of myself. It was my kids, and it was realizing that I love being able to help people. I can't help anybody if I'm in bad shape. I take care of myself. I take care of my backyard. I'm able to help others. Which is, I think, one of the things that is at the core of most people. Not just men, but most people. Wearing blue today is a way to aim to decrease the number of diseases in men by promoting regular checkups and highlighting the health issues men may be facing. Let us make it cool. Let us make it manly. Let us add some machismo to caring about your health. Again, if you care about others and you want to be there for others, this is the best way to do it. And if that's what it takes, whatever it takes, just go ahead and get a checkup and go take care of yourself. And again, I got to do the same thing. I am not at all pointing fingers at anybody. I need to do the same stuff. National Want to Get Away Day. Stand a chance to take off. Maybe make some plans for something fun to do. National Panic Day. Panic is common, but we can control how we react to it. I believe it was a Maya Angelou quote. I cannot control what happens to me, but I can control how I react to it. everybody gets these feelings, find ways to harness them and use them for yourself. And I had this was only a couple weeks ago, but I had a student ask me something that I usually used to get asked all the time. When do you stop getting nervous, you know, going out on stage? And I told him, I've done 101 characters. I've been over 1,000 shows, and there has never been one time that I was not nervous before going out on stage. And I've found early on in my career, the best way to do with that was to take that energy and put it into my character, put it into my performance. It's just energy. And these are just words, panic, anxiety, that we gave these things. We could choose how we use them. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight, but I've found that it really adds to my helps my character, my career. And it also shows panic, anxiety, these things, shows that you care. That's not necessarily a bad thing either. It's a good one. It is International Picnic Day. Beautiful day for it so far. From what we're seeing, it's supposed to be pretty nice out. Go ahead and enjoy that. International Day for Countering Hate Speech. There are a lot of ways to fight hate. I think knowledge is one of them. And certainly not letting it faze you. I've gotten in trouble with a couple of people for this one, but I got to say, I've been called everything under the sun. I am the United Nations over here. I've got quite a few things in me. I've been called quite a few things. It takes a lot. And even then, I end up feeling not sorry for the other person, but I mean, if you're 5 or 10, you know, under the age of 10, and you're saying certain words or doing certain things, okay, I get it, you're a kid. If you're anywhere from teenager up and you're still acting this way, I find that cowardly. Hate speech is just the coward's, you know, megaphone. The more of us that battle against this, the more of us that understand that we have more in common than not, and the only people trying to divide us are people that are benefited from it, the more we can bring these numbers down and maybe bring some of this, some of these things to a better light. These next three I'm going to combine, but they're a little confusing. So it's International Sushi Day. It's also Clean Your Aquarium Day and National Fishing Day. I encourage you to go out there, get a license if you don't have one already, and get out there fishing. And you should always keep up on cleaning your aquarium. I love having an aquarium. I like having fish. But the sushi part, I'm not a sushi guy, to each their own, though. Enjoy some sushi today if that's your thing. But can you go fishing for your sushi? Can you? No, you can't do that, no. I feel like there's a combination here, though. There's a way to do all these things. We'll figure it out. We've got to move on to our Day of Country Music News. Zach Bryant's girlfriend, Brianna, just turned 25 yesterday. How old are her parents? Like 90. Brianna did a podcast and talked about how much her parents love Zach now. Her dad was a little protective at first, but he's cooled off. They've been dating for about a year. But she also told a funny story about how her mom and how she's had a hard time grasping how big of a star Zach is. She said she had two big shows near where she grew up in Boston. And her mom asked if he wanted to park his tour buses at her place to save money on stadium parking. He didn't really have to do that, but that's a sweet move. And little things like that show how you're in. Okay, all right, I'm doing good. I'm doing good here. I'm getting points. Doesn't mean you can take your foot off the gas, but getting some points from mom there, that's going to help. Let's just try to save him a couple bucks. That's nice. And do the Edmonton Oilers have to thank a fellow Canadian for keeping the Stanley Cup alive? Shania Twain is a bit of a force of nature. But did you know that she's so powerful she could affect the outcome of Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals? So here's what went down. The Florida Panthers are up 3-0 on the verge of sweeping the Edmonton Oilers for the greatest prize in all of sports, if you ask me. The hardest trophy to win in sports, the Stanley Cup. First, Shania gave a free concert for Edmonton fans before Game 4 with chants like, "We want the cup." Then Shania sat in the crowd and cheered them on as they dominated Game 1 8-1. And right before the final horn sounded, the entire crowd sang a rendition of "Man, I Feel Like a Woman." And then after the big win, Shania went into the Oilers locker room and gave everyone high fives. Shania, of course, a proud Canadian. And all of Canada. Well, I bet that she, you know, she is a Canadian. I believe she's a Montreal Canadian fan. Every Canadian is rooting for Edmonton right now because Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup in 30-some years. Will she be in Florida tonight? No, let's find out. We'll see. Stanley Cup finals continue tonight. See if Florida can win this, their first cup in franchise history, or if the Oilers can end that streak. For us, we've got requested music to get to. Tammy wanted to hear, Tammy and Stevens Point wanted to hear My Maria from Brooks and Dunn. That'll be coming up right after Joel's Zach Brown Band, No Hurry. On Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue when they open their doors.
You know my old car needs washing, and the front yard needs a trim, and the telephone keeps ringing, and the boss man knows I know it's him, and the bills ain't gonna pay themselves, don't matter anyway, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Nothing wrong with an old cane fishing pole and the smell of early spring. Sit down in a fold-up easy chair on a quiet, shady riverbank. Let the world go on without me. Wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause I ain't in no hurry. Heaven knows that I ain't perfect. I raised a little cane, and I plan to raise a whole lot more before I hear those angels sing. Gonna get right with the Lord, but they'll be here to pay. But I ain't in no hurry. Ain't in no hurry. I'll be a fool now to worry about today.
takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Maria, love you, girl. Maria, love you, girl. Maria, I love you. My Maria, there was some blue and sorrow times. Just my thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away.
Months go by, maybe years from now, and I'm saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side, messing with the radio. You had your sunglasses on. I pulled over 'cause I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our songs. Now everybody around our town's been whispering, a tear in your eye says I should have been listening. Baby, is someone else calling?
Like it's New Year's Eve, you find some bar you can halfway breathe, touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick, got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool 'cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love.
Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Banks you a 7 pound, 5 ounce sin in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Kenny Chesney, Take Her Home, a Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Your host, James, here. I got good stuff coming up from Old Dominion, Sugar Land, a little bit of Alabama. Right now, some requested Chris Stapleton. Marissa wanted to hear this one over in Stevens Point. Here's White Horse, a Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
My keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
As Texas are upon you. The eyes of Texas are upon you. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Cotton Eye Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Step into the world of coffee and tea with James Maloff, The Sunrise Show, and From the Ground Up Coffee House. Discover the sweet, the salty, and the zany ways people love their favorite drinks. Flex your imagination, create a new coffee sensation for a chance to win free coffee. Submit your crazy drink ideas to Wiscountry1055WIRI's Facebook page with the hashtag ImaginationCoffee. Your coffee could be showcased for others to try. How do you wake up in the morning? With The Sunrise Show and From the Ground Up Coffee House.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Now she grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a
big man himself, Trace Adkins. Ladies love country. He's a big guy. Trace Adkins right there. West Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. You guys have been bombarding me with requests today. This has been great. Keep them coming, everybody. You can call us at 423-1055, 715-423-1055. You're just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. You can go text us through there as well, like our most recent request did. Somebody celebrating a birthday out there. I didn't get a name, but whoever's celebrating a birthday, they wanted to hear this. Happy birthday to them. Here's Phil Vassar with Bye Bye on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Girl, you sure look pretty there standing in the doorway in the sunset light. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
Watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Such a great voice. Sugarland, Something More on West Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. That is going to do it for me. I'm out. I'll be back at 5 tomorrow morning to get you ready for your Wednesday. Got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. Keep on listening. Air Church, George Strait, Rascal Flatts on the way, along with some Tim McGraw. Melissa and I are going to be getting things going on WFHR with our morning show over there. Join us from 8 to 10, serious comedy to start your day. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day right here at West Country 105.5 WIRI.
Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum for Journey Stories, a traveling exhibit presented by the Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibition Service. Check out this display for free from 1 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from June 2nd through July 31st. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
His music is timeless and inspirational. It's Josh Turner.
Maybe lock the door and turn
Saturday,
the
September 7th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Tickets are on sale now at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Rewards Club booth or by phone 715-886-4560.
Baby, why don't we just dance?
Josh Turner, September 7th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa.
Would you go with me?
Only 21 to attend concert.
The ultimate summer adventure starts at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa during Fun on the Lake. Win a dream pontoon package courtesy of Power Pack Motorsports of Marshfield, plus $1,000 cash, or win $200 in rewards play or $500 cash as consolation prizes. Visit May 28th through June 30th and rack up points on your Rewards Club card Wednesday through Monday. See the Rewards Club booth or follow our Facebook page for details. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, the place for fun on the lake and fantastic prizes.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration's announced sweeping new immigration policy that would provide a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
There are some serious requirements. The individuals have to be married to a U.S. citizen. They have to have lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years and pass a background check. And if they have any children, they would also be eligible.
Outgoing Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun's getting ready to slip into the hot seat on Capitol Hill to testify about safety issues at the plane maker. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Calhoun will tell senators Boeing's culture is, quote, far from perfect, but we are taking action and making progress.
Heat advisories are in effect in 17 states, eastern and midwestern today. Meteorologist Stacey Abrams at the Weather Channel.
We are talking a heat index of 100 degrees in Boston.
The heat continues to fuel serious wildfires in parts of California and New Mexico. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's Coffee, Conversation, and Country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. World Elder Abuse Awareness Day happened this week. U.S. Attorney Timothy M. O'Shea joined with the Justice Department to condemn elder abuse. Each year, millions of seniors fall victim to some type of financial fraud or confidence scheme. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is contacted daily about scams targeting seniors. They urge business owners to educate their workforce about signs of elder abuse and report any suspected mistreatment. Employees in banking, real estate, home health care, home repair, and beauty salons can help by watching for signs of abuse. You can visit BBB.org for more information. The Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club is hosting a Brat Fry June 21st through the 23rd. Help them get to the Clay Target League Nationals in Michigan. Buy brats from 10 to 5 at 998 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This